Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
I haven't read any. I just saw the headline on it.
Well,
I'm
look at the Mid-American Conference pipeline. We got Harold Fannin.
I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just going, man, that's a story. But if somebody would have said, like, if you're getting Wayne Krabet vibes from Julian Edelman, you're not wrong. Like, do you think anybody would have thought that back then?
No. Yeah.
How about that pull? Wayne Krabet, Wayne Sherbert, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Football guy. I know my football guys. All right. Well, we'll see. Speaking of, if Shedeur Sanders can't make it here, he can make it in Canada. Pro Football Talk put it out over the weekend that the CFL, on their official websites, they have something there that the Toronto Argonauts have the negotiation rights to Shedeur Sanders, the same as they did after late April, the Browns, after Sanders fell to pick number 144 in the draft, and people keep bringing it up again because if he isn't able to make the active roster coming out of the training camp, that he could possibly go play for the Toronto Argonauts. Do you believe there's a possibility that he could ever play for the Toronto Argonauts? Tone, we
okay,
go to you.
Is this a yearly stunt by the CFL teams to do this?
There's always somebody that falls and are always like, hey, because they got to make news too. They're an entertainment business as well.
It's the same reason that football players get drafted in the MLB draft in the 38th round or whatever.
That's right. Yeah, that does happen. Didn't this happen with Manziel?
Into Canada?
Yeah.
I think so.
I swear I could have.
I'd rather play in Canada than the UFL. That's not off base, right? Or XFL.
Well,
what's it called?
UFL. It's the UFL. Now. Well, the XFL Canada and the USFL merged and they became the UFL. It's different rules in Canada.
But the difference is
the same rules.
But the difference is in Canada, yes, you're right, different rules, but fans. It is something.
They do have fan bases.
There's something to be said for playing in front of sold out, or at the very least, like three-fourths capacity crowds. That still could get the juices flowing. I don't know what they pay.
We got a buddy. He either works for him or he is just a huge fan. I'm not sure. We have a buddy in Winnipeg who's a Blue Bombers guy. That place looks filled every time they show him on social media. I'll take that. If I were, I don't think you're going up there to play for fans, but
I've got the account CFL attendances pulled up right now.
What do we got? What's the average?
Was I talking out of my
Calgary? Is 22,000.
That's not
500.
That's an average.
Montreal, it's week attendance. It was I'm guessing for this week.
Yeah.
Montreal 21,100. Edmonton 16,500. And those Argonauts in Toronto, they've only got 12,700.
Whoa! What happened to the once proud Argonauts? But compare
that's
that
still early in the year.
But compare that.
John Candy isn't alive.
Well, yeah, I mean they've had hockey. They've been going up against hockey at the same time. Yeah. So,
but Edmonton, who was in the final, they've got 16,500.
Okay, so compare that to the attendance.
And imagine the plane trip to that one.
Yeah, true. I'm sorry. What did you
say? Just compare it to the other league that we're talking about.
Let me see if I can find numbers on that.
I think
it's a lie. There can't be more than 700 people at some of these games.
I think St. Louis actually draws.
Do they?
Well, what's your definition of draw? If they're playing in the, not the RCA Dome, the Edward Jones Dome, right? Yeah,
it's called something else
okay,
now.
That place holds 50-something thousand. So if you have 50-something thousand, say you have 20,000, I think 20,000 people for a USF or UFL game would be amazing. I see some of them pictures, Tone. It looks like they're drawing 5,000 people, if that.
Yeah.
So and plus there's history, and the league's been around, so it's not like you're going to go bust at any time. I would say that both leagues would be okay for a passer, but I think the Canadian three-down system would be more conducive to throwing, wouldn't it? So at least he'd get all the reps he possibly
and
could.
And he'd get an extra receiver.
It doesn't matter. He's not.
They've got 12 on the field.
He's going to at least be on the opening day roster. He'll at least be that. I mean, guys, he has to turn around and throw the ball backwards every single play for him to not make this opening day roster. He's going to be on the active roster. Austin Monaco says that Manziel was drafted by the Padres as well. Yeah, there is. I mean, didn't Russell Wilson play a minor league baseball game once?
Actually went through a few.
Yeah, like as a current NFL quarterback.
Well, like Tom Brady got drafted by the Expos, and at least you get a rookie card out of that deal.
Garth Brooks. Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell got drafted by 12 team.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
216-474-0092. Josh and Berea, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Josh.
I mean, hey, I lived in Canada for 6 months, man. Them Canadians, they love their Canadian football. They even like, you know, missing field goals and still winning the game. Learn about that rule. It's kind of crazy.
I didn't know anything about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's. I forgot that it's some Canadian term. You miss the field goal, but you make the distance, you get a point. So if the game's 30-30 and the kicker makes the distance, you win. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's not
the most
that bad
un-American
idea
thing I've ever seen.
That seems kind of nuts, but that's not that terrible. Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was talking about Donovan Mitchell's comments on Evan Mobley and how like awesome it is to hear that, because I know we like to harp on other guys like Darius Garland, the 4 years he's been in the playoffs, but Evan's been in the playoffs for 4 years too, and he kind of just gets a pass. And it's time for him, because I hear all his players sing praises for him. Hell, it seems like Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland are the reason why he won Defensive Player of the Year. I don't hear anything from Evan Mobley.
Because
I hear KG saying it's time for him to become more of a vocal guy last offseason. Now you're hearing it from Donovan Mitchell. I think it's time for Evan Mobley. Like, I don't see that these two guards want to not give Evan Mobley the ball. I just see at times Evan Mobley is timid and doesn't want to ask for the ball. Like, he needs to be more demonstrative.
I agree.
That's what all the greats, all the big greats do that. I mean, think about it. KG had to tell Paul Pierce and Ray Allen, give me the ball. Shaq had to tell all the greats, give me the ball.
I agree,
Kobe,
but I think
Glenn
that's
Wade.
Also, I think, Josh, that's also one of the reasons why we give him so much leeway, is because he is a quiet guy. And we know that he has this world of possibilities, but he doesn't talk about it. He lets other people talk about it. But I just think we're reaching a point here where, yeah, you're right, and Donovan Mitchell's right as well, where we're getting to a put-up-or-shut-up time with this team and where they're at with what they've done. And I can't just expect LeBron James to fall out of the sky again. So if there's that, then somebody's going to have to step up and be that true dominant force, and it's going to have to be Evan Mobley. Donovan can only do so much. He knows that.
Yeah, and it's also – maybe he's Tim Duncan. Maybe he's going to be a quiet leader. I don't know. I don't see that. I think he has more parallels to Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
Like, be more effective in the mid-range, find your spots, play the, you know, trailing defensive spot like you do well. All that's great, but just find your mid-range spots. You heard Kevin Garnett talk about it. Like, the elites know the mid-range. They still take the mid-range shot. We should allow Evan Mobley to be like, hey, 15 feet, 18 feet, you like the look, take it. Like, there also has to be a coaching philosophy there, too. Like, Kenny has to, he can talk all that game, but we need to see actual, like, hey, like we did with Kevin Love early on. First quarter, let's give him all the shots and let's see what's going on, especially with the silver lining of Darius Garland being out probably the first month.
I agree, Josh. I agree, Josh. Thank you very much for the call.
What's so funny, maybe more disheartening, is that all last year we talked about all these amazing plays and the sets and the way they utilize the bench and the rotations and Atkinson, this mastery over all of this. And then we got in the playoffs, it looked identical. From the J.B. Bickerstaff teams, no different. So does that mean it's really on the players
in
the end?
I think it's a player thing. That's what, again, the Kevin thing, or excuse me, the Kenny thing compared to J.B., it made me realize that I was looking for reasons to let go of J.B. because we all thought that J.B. was going to be gone. So when you know he's going to be gone, you start to look for reasons why you don't like that guy anymore. J.B.'s a fine coach. So is Kenny Atkinson. I have to look in the direction of the players and go, are these the ones that can actually make it work? By the way, I kept thinking that Toronto, the Argos, played in the Sky Dome. They don't. They play at BMO Field, which holds about 25,000. So that 12,000 doesn't look as bad as 28,180. So it doesn't look as bad as what you'd make it out to be then. So not very great. So he can go play there, but he ain't going to play there. He's going to play right for the Cleveland Browns. Coming up in 5 minutes, you can say you're done, but you're still a Cleveland sports fan. You can't be quitting on the Guardians, can you? Even though they've made it easy. 5 minutes away on the Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.